You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, watching a sinkhole swallow 8 priceless sports cars, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a new broadband network will deliver the internet to 40 million people in Mexico.
Review Amazon Echo Spot. Amazon's plot to put Alexa in your bedroom just might work with the latest Echo device. Rating 6 out of 10. Price $130. By David Pierce. Last week, I spent 2 days holed up in a drab Sheraton hotel just outside of downtown San Diego. My only company came from Alexa in the form of Amazon's new Echo Spot. This is the company's newest Echo device, yet another way to bring Alexa inside your house. It's also the second Echo with a screen and a camera after the Echo Show. The Spot is a similar thing, only a lot smaller and a lot better looking. What Amazon's doing with Alexa is fascinating. It's building devices of different shapes, sizes, and prices with slightly different strengths and weaknesses. In these early days of smart speakers and virtual assistants, Amazon's trying to figure out what works. With the Spot, Amazon tried to build an Echo you might keep by your bed or on your desk. At $130, it's also one of the more expensive Alexa-capable devices. After spending lots of time lying on my freshly made hotel bed and talking to the Spot, I'm impressed with the device. In most ways, it's no better or worse than any other Alexa device, because Alexa is Alexa no matter where it lives. All the things you'd expect it to do, it does. But it raises some complicated questions. Am I comfortable having this thing next to my bed with its camera and microphones always armed? Do I trust it not to monitor me when I'm sleeping, or even to not accidentally turn on and wake me up in the process? I don't know. I don't think so. But you should decide for yourself. The Spot is the first Echo I can honestly call a good-looking device. That's not a high bar. The other Echoes don't appear to have been designed at all. This one's about the size and shape of a softball, with about 40% of it lopped off at an angle. On the sloped front sits a bright and crisp 2.5-inch round touchscreen surrounded by a big black bezel. Volume and mute buttons pop out of the top. It's not particularly beautiful, but it feels thoughtful and approachable. One great thing about an Echo with a screen, it's much easier to set up. I got the Spot up and running in 5 minutes, tapping my Amazon credentials and the Sheraton Wi-Fi password onto the small keyboard on the screen. Two setup tips, by the way. Call it computer, not Alexa, and turn on the sound that lets you know the device heard you. Once it's up and running, the Spot works like any other Alexa device. It can access the same skills, answer the same questions, and offer the same information. Most of the time, Alexa speaks its responses aloud, as usual, but it can also display relevant information on the screen. The Spot heard me as well as any other device, including through the wall inside the bathroom. I wanted some music. It even produces decent audio quality, far better than the Echo Dot, and almost as good as the standard Echo. If you want more, it also has a 3.5mm jack and can Bluetooth out to other speakers. The Spot is a terrific alarm clock, by the way. You can wake up to an alarm tone or to music, then say, "Alexa, good morning," to get the weather forecast and your daily news briefing. It's become a crucial part of the first hour of my day. Since the Spot has a screen, it can do all the things the show can, like display recipes or play movie trailers. The flash briefings can be video-enabled, too, which I like. Everything works just as it should. But while the show exists for video, it's not really the point of the Spot. You have to get up close to see anything, and since the screen is round, you're either watching with awkward letterboxes or filling the screen but not seeing the whole video. It was fine for rewatching The Last Jedi trailer when I looked up showtimes, but not for anything longer than that. In general, I found a screen adds to the Alexa experience. Even when I use it for setting timers and alarms or asking questions about the weather, it's nice to see the answer as well as hear it. I like that I can change settings on the Spot itself rather than on my phone, too. And the Spot does a nice job of dimming its screen at night and will turn all the way off at your request. There's really no downside, especially in a device that looks as nice as the Spot. The Spot's camera, on the other hand, makes me nervous. I get why it's there, to enable the drop-in feature that lets you video chat with other Echo users or act as an ersatz security camera. But for some reason, even though I'm perfectly comfortable with an always-on microphone 8 inches away from my sleeping face, having a camera there makes me anxious. It's nice that you can say, "Alexa, turn off the camera," and it will mechanically disconnect, but there's still a lens there. I could cover it in tape, I guess, but I'd rather just have a Spot without a camera. Where you land on the Spot versus other Echo devices will largely come down to how much you want a speaker and a camera. Luckily, there's no right answer. The $50 Echo Dot does all the same music playing, home controlling, Jeopardy playing stuff as the Echo Spot or any other Alexa-capable gadget. The Spot just looks better on your nightstand.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this broadband network will change millions of lives in Mexico right now.
40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world.
Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.